Hi, this is J.W. Jones, and it's time for Code Blue with your host, Paul Norton, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Code Blue for yet another Saturday afternoon. Kind of an abbreviated show today because of the special programming that just precedes us, but we do have an hour of the best in the blues coming your way. And we'll be continuing along with our look at the Alligator 45th anniversary sampler. We're going to look at some Victoria-based bands. We're going to talk about the upcoming Summertime Blues Festival and also the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival and probably a few other things that I'm forgetting right now. We're going to kick things off as soon as J.W. Jones continues with our, finishes with our theme song with a track from the Magic Sam Blues Band, the classic album Black Magic, just reissued and remastered and all that by the fine folks at Delmark Records. So, hope you haven't been waiting for the whole hour for Code Blue. If so, it's worth the wait. Here we are. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
All right, Magic Sam there. That stands up pretty good, if I do say so myself. You Belong to Me, from his classic Black Magic album that came out on the Delmark record label back in the mid-1960s. Let's see if I can find a date on it here. Oh, it was actually 1969, a little later than I thought. And in fact, it was released only days before his untimely passing, December 1st, 1969. He was only 32 years old. Quite a blow. It was thought at the time that Magic Sam was going to go on to really big things. He was talented. He was good-looking. Had the whole package, but unfortunately he also had a congenital heart defect and passed away. Anyhow, welcome to the show on that happy note. And my name, I don't think I mentioned, Paul Norton, one of three regular hosts of this show. And we've only got an hour, so we're really going to try and keep the talk to a minimum. I was at a festival last weekend, as I often am on weekends in the summertime. I was at the Islands Folk Festival in Duncan on a place called Providence Farm, a beautiful setting, as beautiful as it sounds. And more than folk music, of course, and a reasonable amount of blues. I got to see two Victoria blues bands that I've been playing on this show for quite a long time and never had a chance to see them live. They don't play over on the side of the water that often. So we're going to hear a set of those two, and in the middle, someone familiar that I've seen many times. So we're going to start out with the King Mixers, Gary Preston, Anita Bonkowski, and David Shade. Just a trio, but put out a great sound, and it was nice to meet with them and talk with them too. We'll hear, it doesn't get much more bluesy than this, Robert Johnson's Walking Blues from them. Second up, Susie Vinnick from Toronto. And I caught an entire set by Susie, and as good as ever. She's actually in town this week. She's got a house concert tonight, but I'm not supposed to say where it is. And you wouldn't be able to get in anyway because it's sold out. Anyhow, she played a song that I had not, hadn't really stood out for her, for me anyway, before, called The Honey I Want. It was actually a song that won a major songwriting award in the United States. And it's kind of a play on love, of course, and also honey and bees and all that sort of stuff. She said there's actually 26 kind of double entendres and stuff like that about honey in the song. So try and keep count. And then at the end, Bill Johnson, whose Still Blue CD I've been playing for a long time, got to see Bill. So we will hear a track by him, the old Howlin' Wolf classic, 300 Pounds of Heavenly Joy. Starting out, though, with Victoria's The King Mixers.
This morning I'm feeling around for my shoes. You know I had them, the walking blues, yeah. Woke up this morning, I'm feeling around for my shoes, yeah. Lord, I had them, Lord, I had them walking blues, walking blues. I'll leave this morning if I have to ride the blinds. I've been mistreated and I don't mind dying. I'll leave this morning if I have to ride the blinds, yeah. Well, I've been mistreated, baby, and I don't mind dying. Don't mind dying. Some people tell me that the word blues ain't bad. Lord's worst of feeling most ever had. Some people tell me word blues ain't bad. Lord, it's the worst old feeling mama I most ever had. Ever had, yeah. down to a toe. Oh, how nice. Break in on a dollar. Lord, anywhere she goes. Yeah. Honey, I want, don't want me, oh.
some fun. Take me, baby, for your little boy. I got 300 pounds of heavenly joy. Now this is it. This is it. Look what you get. Now you've been bending and hiding all around his back. Cause you've got a man you don't like. I'll throw that jack, baby, out of your mind. Now won't you follow me, honey, for heaven. This is it. Look what you get. What you get.
Yes, indeed. Just a few of my musical memories of last weekend at the Islands Music Folk Music Festival. We heard there the King Mixers, Susie Vinnick, and Bill Johnson. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca, and we're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory right here in Vancouver.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
We're We're going to turn now to the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival. It's coming up pretty soon, August 19th through 21st, and a good festival it is, too. Even better these days, the artistic director has changed hands again, and it is now Peter North, who I have a great amount of respect for in terms of his musical choices. For the complete lineup, just go to their website, www.rootsandblues.ca. And as I've been doing over the past few shows, I'm going to pick a couple of the bluesier offerings and give you a taste of what you might hear if you went to Salmon Arm on that weekend. First of all, Amos Garrett will be there. So we'll hear something from his tribute to Percy Mayfield album that came out a while back, 2008, on Stony Plain. River's Invitation is the track I've selected to hear. After that, the Rockin' Highliners. I didn't even realize that they were still together, actually. But apparently they are, or they've reformed or something. I haven't heard anything of them in quite a while. I'm going to go way back to 2003 on the Severn Records label for this one, an album called Sputnik Cafe, and we'll hear something from them. And once again, both those and dozens more are coming to the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival on August 19th through 21st. Here is Mr. Amos Garrett. Okay, no, that's not Amos Garrett, sorry.
I've been all across the country, and I've played in every town, 'cause I'm trying to find my baby, but no one has seen her around. Seen her around. I know which way I'm headed, if my baby can't be found, if she can't be found. Well, I spoke to the river, and the river spoke back to me. Said you look so lonely, you look full of misery, full of misery. If you can't find your baby, come and make your home with me, make your home.
night like me, he was walking in circles and bent on arriving. My lost southern cousin somehow surviving. You gotta take one step and then another, one at a time, my awkward little brother. Don't go too fast and walk before running. Darwin was right, your time is coming. You're falling down, you're falling down.
Just a couple of the many great bands that are coming to the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival this year, this time around. We heard, first of all, Amos Garrett, and then the Rockin' Highliners. And don't forget, that's August 19th to 21st. Check out www.rootsandblues.ca. We'll be back in just a minute to briefly mention another festival that you should be attending this summer. But first of all...
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
And of course, if you haven't figured it out, this is CITR 101.9 on your FM dial, and Code Blue is the name of the show. I'm your host, Paul Norton. Continuating? Why not? With this abbreviated version of the show up until 5 o'clock. Hope you're enjoying, and thank you for dropping by. We're going to talk now about Summertime Blues, also known as the Nanaimo Blues Festival, happening over there in Nanaimo. It's August 26th through 28th, and they have a great lineup, I must admit, this year. Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, Sue Foley, Tommy Castro, Shakura Saida, Bill Johnson, David Vest, Jack Semple, Savoy Brown, Blue Moon Marquis, Steve Kozak, David Gogo, Brandon Isaac, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and many more. For more information, it's kind of a convoluted, just Google Summertime Blues Nanaimo and it'll come up. So in honor of that festival, I've yet to ever go to that festival. Maybe this year that great lineup will put me over the edge and I'll go. Anyhow, we're going to hear from Sue Foley. First of all, Sue, of course, made her home in Vancouver at one point. She's now a resident of Ottawa. We're going to go way back to, I think this was her third CD in the Antons label out of Austin, Texas, where she lived for many years. We'll hear an interesting song called $100 Bill, which is credited to Buddy Guy. It's actually, of course, the tune Money, and we'll recognize right away, which is kind of clever. I guess he just wrote new words for money. Anyhow, that from Sue Foley, and then after that, Brandon Isaac, who will be there, and Brandon's got a couple of other gigs of note as well, and I'll mention those when I come back. Here is Sue Foley.
No, no, no. do you no good. Talking about the bright city light, y'all. Gotta get away. Gotta get away. Yes, I do. That's why we moving out to the woods. Know this city life, it won't do you no good. Know that bright city light won't do you no good. Said that bright city light won't do you no good.
Just a couple of artists there to just the tip of the iceberg, as it were, to do a little shout out to Summertime Blues happening in Nanaimo from August 26th through 28th. Next time I do the show, which I think is actually next week, I will do a more grandiose preview with more artists. But Sue Foley, we heard there, and $100 Bill from her really old CD, Big City Blues. Couldn't find a date on it. Has to be 1980s, I would think, early 90s. And then the much more recent Brandon Isaac there and City Lights from his CD, Here on Earth. And don't forget that tickets are only $99. And try www.nanaimobluesfestival.com. I think that might get you to a link to order the tickets. And lots of other great people coming. And I did want to mention, as well as that, Brandon Isaac, it looks like, is now the regular Tuesday guy at the Yale Saloon there at the north foot of the Granville Bridge on, you know, the downtown side. So you can see Brandon every week there, and as well as that, at Summertime Blues in Nanaimo on August 28th. That's his day. Okay, so let's see. We've got exactly 15 minutes left, so let's see how many tunes we can squeeze in to wind up the show from the Alligator Records 45th Anniversary Collection. Genuine house rock and music since 1971, as it says. That is their slogan, the genuine house rocking part, anyway. We are going to kick off this set with Coco Taylor, a long-standing contributor to the Alligator label. And that particular track called Voodoo Woman that we'll hear. After that, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, who also will be coming to Summertime Blues, and Callin' All Fools. And then Joe Louis Walker and one of his big hits, Too Drunk to Drive Drunk. And I don't know, we'll play those three and we will see where we are and how much more time we have, if any. Okay, in honor of the Alligator Records label, happy birthday, Alligator.
They call me the voodoo mama, and I know the reason. looking dead at you. I got dust from a rusty. I got a black spider bone.
But it's on the club. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. Hey, if you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. That just ain't fair. Who cares? I'll quit your cry. Come on, get in line. Like me. Hey, if you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company.
that you keep coming back for more. I'm gonna give it one more shot and give it everything you got. You're just that kind of chump we're looking for. Calling all fools, calling all fools like me. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. Hey, if you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. You got company. You got company. You got company.
All right, there you have it. Only three tracks we have time for, I'm afraid, from Alligator Records' 45th anniversary collection. We started out with Coco Taylor, the Queen of the Blues. She joined Alligator in 1974, and that track we heard, Voodoo Woman, was in fact from her Alligator debut, I Got What It Takes. After that, we heard Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Originally, of course, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, until Little Charlie decided to retire, basically. Although he's still out there, still around, just didn't want to keep up with the punishing tour schedule that the Nightcats had. Anyhow, Rick Estrin took over the band, and they have continued on just as strong. And, of course, they'll be in Nanaimo, don't forget, towards the end of August. That number we heard, Calling All Fools, is from their second album, One Wrong Turn. And we wound up with the great Joe Louis Walker from his CD from 2012 called Hellfire, also on Alligator. And that, of course, was Too Drunk to Drive Drunk. That's it for today's show. I think I'm doing a lot of Code Blues right now. I think I'm back next week. It'll be a full two-hour show, so we'll have plenty of time to stretch out, do some more festival previews, play some more Alligator tracks, and goodness knows what else. Thanks a lot for listening. Let me remind you one more time that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And don't forget the website www.citr.ca for the podcasts and the streaming audio and all sorts of interesting information about the station. My name has been and will continue to be Paul Norton. And it's been a pleasure, as usual, hosting the show for you. And we've got Mantra Radio pre-recorded. I guess Rich is out of town or can't be here for some reason. And we'll be going into that after a message, I think. I'm a little confused about how this all happens. I'm not clear on the technology, but I think we'll hear Mantra Radio soon. In the meantime, on behalf of Code Blue, thanks a lot for listening and have a nice rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.